Good morning, Audio Boo, and I'm going to be a curmudgeon and still carry on calling it that because I can, and that's what I'm used to. Just a quick thing. I don't want to go on moaning about all of the things that I'm not happy with about the change. And there's a very good post by Simon SM2N yesterday talking about change management and the commercial reasons for doing it, and if you make too many changes at the same time, then you've got a much bigger risk of something going wrong, which, you know, this is the sort of thing that happens with software development, as I well know. But I thought I found a way to get my list of followed boos and listen to them. So I went into my account and drilled down under, there's a followed posts, and hurrah, there's all the people I'm following there, hidden away under three levels of menu. So I thought I could click on one person, or click on the first post and listen to them in sequence. Great. So I've been listening to Saibatsu, who is Robin, he's off to Eurogamer Expedition today. Exhibition. So enjoy your day out, Robin, and I'm looking forward to hearing about games. And then I was listening to James, who is Syzygy, and he's talking about games as well, oddly enough. A sort of quick thing I wanted to say about driving games. I think one of the games I play most is Real Racing 3. I play it on my iPad. If you have an iPad or a suitably beefy iPhone, or I think it's on Android. I don't know if it's on Windows Phone though. But if you have something that will run it, then get it. It's free. There are microtransactions in it, but you can avoid them. You don't, you know, it's I've only ever spent £2.99 on it to buy some money in the game, because I think it's not unreasonable, seeing as I've played it for nearly 2 years. So yeah, that's if you like driving games, that's a great one to get. And the online element to that works really well. You don't get people shouting at you. What you get is they call them I can't remember what they call them on the Forza games on Xbox. They're called driver tars, but they're a recording of your behaviour. So it's not quite a ghost racer that you're playing against, but you're playing against somebody that that will race that car pretty much how they race it and in their time. So they will have a particular car, they will get around the track in a particular time, and the artificial intelligence is clever enough to work that, so it's pretty much like racing against your friends in real time. You can choose to have a picture of them come up above the car, or just the name, so you'll recognise the same people coming up. You'll get people that you're friends with, and also other people who are of a similar level of ability, and it does a very good job of matching you against people that you've always got a reasonable chance in a race, and that you're just pushed a little bit harder, yeah, so it's a challenge. And there's some great tracks on there. I know you mentioned Brands Hatch, James, if you're listening to this. But it's some unusual ones. The Australian Mount Panorama is a fantastic hill climb, and then put your foot down on the way down the hill on the other side. So that's enjoyable. They've got the Le Mans 24-hour track on as well, which is a nice track for going around in big fast cars. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyable. If you add me as Thermal Satsuma in Game Center, if you have it, you'll see me pop up on there. But yeah, no, going back, I do have another complaint about Audio Boom, and I'm just going to say this one because I was listening to James' post and enjoying it. And then it went on to another sport thing with Nigel bloody Farage talking. That's not what I want to listen to, Audio Boo. Use your artificial intelligence and stop it, please. Anyway, that's all for today. And I'm going to have some breakfast and make a cup of tea. So I hope you all have a nice day.
Okay, edited to add. I recorded this morning, but I made the mistake of attaching a picture from within the app. So every time I tried to post it, it's crashed. I've still got the post in my drafts folder, so I can listen to it and I can add things to it. But I can't actually post it. So I'm going to try something different. I'm going to try and get the audio off by recording it, playing it on here and recording it onto my PC and then uploading the file from there. So this may or may not work, and there may or may not be a picture attached to it. But yeah, I just want to get it across and posted. Apparently, there is a fix in the works. I know this is one of the issues that Documentally's had, and he's been speaking to the Audio Boom technical support people. And so the fix is in the hands of Apple. It does seem to be a fairly fundamental issue, though. It should be one of the things that works, that you would test, is that you record a bit of audio and you post it with a picture from within the app, because you don't necessarily want to go out to the camera and take something and load it in via the camera roll. It should work, and it's not unreasonable to expect it to work. But fingers crossed. Let's hope it's getting sorted. Because this has actually made me realize that I do appreciate Audio Boo. I really do like it as a platform. I've said it's unique. I hope we can get over these teething problems and get back to booing. Right, so I shall give this a go. We shall see if it works.